The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
You're very welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cudahy with you until 7 o'clock this evening. Now, we've had the government rolling out their Living with COVID plan, of course. We've been talking about it here over the last couple of days and trying to get a coherent message across to the public. At the same time, we have these reports of fiery Fianna Fáil parliamentary party meetings talking about the performance of the Taoiseach, leaks to the media, communications and what have you. What effect might all this be having on the government's ability to govern? Well, Mandy Johnston is the CEO of the Irish Offshore Operators Association, a former government press secretary and political advisor, of course, and she joins me now. Mandy, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. Is it hyperbole to say that communications have been a mess?
I think, Kieran, there's an old saying that if you get a reputation for getting up early, you can stay in bed all day. And unfortunately, this government and Fianna Fáil in particular have gotten the reputation that their communications are bad and poor. And I think in any crisis communication, what is absolutely necessary is honesty, clarity and efficiency. And that does seem to be sadly lacking. I think in an emergency situation where you have a health crisis, clarity and honesty at the core of every single thing that you do around messaging is absolutely the, you know, the basic that you should expect from a government. And I think that what's going on internally in government and in the government parties is not helping the effort to bring the public along. And if a government can't even line up its own TDs to continue its message and promote the good practices that they're trying to invoke, then what chance have they got in trying to bring the public along?
Well, when you talk about the person who gets the reputation for getting up early, being allowed to stay in bed all day, I suppose it suggests that, you know, there's times maybe the criticism is unfair. We can all think of times where they've done exactly what you've talked about. They've contradicted each other. They haven't all been in a line. They've undercut each other. They've gone on completely separate tangents, sometimes two ministers from within the same party, let alone the same government. Can you give me an example of when maybe they have got it right, but it has been a bit unfair to tar them as having done it badly?
Yeah, so if you look at what happened this week, communications is only a small part of a government's policy. The policy, the fundamental policy, if that's not right, then no amount of communications is going to fix it. So if we just look at this week, what did the government try to do? They have been talking for weeks and weeks now about a plan that they were going to roll out, which was going to set out an overarching plan for the country, a destination, if you will, for where we were trying to go. And they themselves have said, look, this is going to be the solution to many of the problems that we're facing. So when you put that much emphasis on something, you better get it right. So they looked at trying to introduce a series of measures which would be easily communicated and easily explained to the public that would categorise individual, you know, different criteria. And in doing that, on the first day, they didn't stick to the criteria themselves, but they introduced a 2.5 criteria. And so from the get-go, their messaging wasn't clear. So I would ask, if you are introducing a policy that requires an element of flexibility and agility, why don't you try and build that in? So have a 1-5 with a 1.5 scenario that allows for flexibility. Then there is the mechanism by which you communicate your messaging. So the staging of the press conference itself and how it differs from the initial communications that happened in March and April when the communications effort by Leo Varadkar was done in a very different way. So this week we had a press conference effectively instead of a State of a Nation address. And I think that if we were trying to put the foot on the ball, reset the clock and set down a different marker, that maybe the mechanics of how it was announced could have been done differently. And I would just like to make this point about the backbenchers in Fianna Fáil, but not just in Fianna Fáil, in all parties.
Yeah.
The role of a backbencher in government is a simple one. It is to promote the government message, whatever that message happens to be, whether it's about the health messaging, whether it's about the social messaging, whether it's about the economic messaging. Their role is to take the government's message and bring it to the people. This week, Fianna Fáil have spent most of their time talking about their internal mechanics. And that's not good for government. It's not good for the national effort. And ultimately, I think it just annoys people that there is this introspection and this kind of myopic looking at the parties. They want to hear how those policies are affecting their own lives, not what's going on internally.
That might be the role of the backbencher. But as you know, from having been inside the bubble, the nature of the backbencher as well is to maybe be a bit of a hurler in the ditch and do a bit of giving out and maybe a leaking to certain journalists about certain things that paint you in a good light. And I just wonder, is there, dare I say it, a little bit of lazy journalism going on as well, that we're maybe amplifying some of the whinging from the backbenches in a party and even amplifying maybe some of the communications mistakes because it fits into the narrative at the moment. So everything is painted as a communications fiasco.
Yeah, well, I'm not one to stick up for the media, but I would say this. If you provide news stories for broadcast media or print media, they will use them. If they have empty spaces or there's empty airtime, they will fill them. So it's up to you as a government and as a political party in government or in opposition to fill those spaces. It's not rocket science. If there's a vacuum there, it will be filled with something. And your job as a communicator is to make sure that you're filling it with things that are positive and that will help the national effort. So I think there's a lack of discipline within Fianna Fáil in particular at the moment. And when I say discipline, I don't mean a dictatorial discipline where a leader comes in and just says, this is the party line and this is what we must do. I mean the type of discipline that you might see with an athlete or in a team sport where everybody's invested in a common effort. And that requires sometimes you have to sign up for things that you don't necessarily agree with. It's not to say that you can't challenge them, but you have to understand that you're part of a team and that you're moving in the right direction and a common objective. And I don't think it's just about Fianna Fáil. I think there is a bit of fragmentation within government that's ongoing between the political parties, and they don't see that when something bad happens to one party, it's affecting them all. And it isn't really. When you look at the opinion polls now, Fine Gael are going up, Fianna Fáil are going down. It's a classic push-pull. But there will come a time where if the government continues to fail to communicate appropriately, that it will start affecting the other parties and that will cause even further problems.
Most people, if I were to stop them in the street, wouldn't be looking at these stories in the same granular detail that you might and that other people working in the industry would. And I suppose the perception that a lot of them have is, actually, the government don't have a clue what they're doing. They're kind of lurching from crisis to crisis. They're clueless, these fellas. How difficult is it to change that perception?
Yeah, it's not easy, and it does require a reset. I mean, I think there's a couple of set pieces that are coming up that people will again give them another chance and say, you know, you are operating in different circumstances, but there's a budget that's coming. They have to roll out the new plans for the pandemic, and they have to make those. They have to make sure that there's buy-in from the public. I think there's a fairly fundamental requirement at a higher level to start strategizing collectively as three parties instead of allowing people to go off and do their own thing. There's a very appropriate word in one of the newspapers today. I can't quite recall which one, but Schadenfreude. And it's a German word which says that you kind of stand back and revel in the glorious misfortune of your enemies. And I think unless the government parties, all three of them, come together, decide who is the singular voice in relation to COVID-19, who is holding the singular voice in relation to social issues around that and the economy, until we get that right, I'm afraid I don't think that the backbenchers are going to buy into it, and certainly the public are going to become more and more disheartened with the efforts of government.
So that's what they have to do. How likely is that? You know, if you're in Fine Gael and you've got a former Taoiseach, he's now Taoiseach, say he's going to be Taoiseach again, and he's fond of maybe these State of the Nation announcements, and now he does them on Twitter and he makes a little video, and, you know, they go down well and he's riding high, like I said, in the polls, and, you know, it undercuts the other guy a little bit, but so what? How difficult is it to rein him in? Not that I'm talking about any individual in particular.
Of course, and I'm always hopeful, I'm always optimistic that politicians would eventually see the light. But there is one thing that holds them all together, and it's this. there can't be a general election. It's just impossible from a public health perspective. And Fianna Fáil and the state that they're in the opinion polls, they certainly don't want one and can't have one. So there is no option but to get through this. And aside from the political ramifications from what's happening at the moment, there are serious, you can just pick up any newspaper today or listen to any business bulletin, there are serious financial implications coming down the track for the national economy, but also for households. And so I think as the clarity kicks in on that, politicians, you would hope, would see sense and start working collectively together. Michael McGrath was in the Dáil last night talking about the expenditure on COVID-19, and the figures were just startling. And it's just irresponsible for them not to work as a collective. And I would hope that as things move on and they learn the lessons, that hopefully things will get better.